Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Yes. Yes. So that's definitely look. Recording, isn't
yes,
it,
look,
Jason?
See, look, there you are.
Oh, God. Oh, that's my... Fuck.
That's your voice.
It's incredible.
Visualised.
It's incredible. I've been turned into a blip.
How does it feel?
Wonderful.
Oh, it's very wonderful. Russell T. Davis, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've downloaded yourself.
Yes, I have, if I knew what that meant.
You haven't seen Years and Years?
No.
Yes, I have.
Make sure.
Falling.
Yeah, I loved it.
Lovely. All right, Jason. Thank you very much, my darling.
Have you heard his Desert Island Discs?
Thank you very
see
much.
You in a bit.
Thanks, Jason.
Cheers, I need buddy. To prepare myself emotionally for that.
Oh, my God, it's...
Yeah. Oh, yes, I've got it on ready to listen to. We listen to radio, we watch TV. I've got it ready to listen to. It will move you to tears.
It moved me to tears, and usually I get moved to tears because somebody else is on the verge of tears or crying.
Really?
When they're telling stories. He doesn't at all, but he speaks so beautifully about his partner and about caring for him through a terrible disease.
Oh, fuck.
That is just, I sat in front of the washing machine bawling my eyes out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, and was the washing machine on?
Well...
Does that matter? It doesn't matter. It does. That's not relevant. I have to stop asking unnecessary questions and stories. So he had a partner...
Yes.
And then he cared for his partner.
Well, then
I don't care for my partner. Have you met her, Sue Clinch? She's awful.
Is she your partner now?
Well, no. Oh, we're not. No. We're never lovers. God, how would that work?
Companion.
What?
Companion. She's your companion.
I think that's going far too far. I think nuisance
pet.
Is a word.
Pet. Pet.
We sort of become each other's pets. Nemesis. Ward of a sort.
Familiar.
That's the word. Sue Clinch is my familiar. That's what she is.
There's the autobiography title.
Yeah. Sue Clinch is my familiar by Anna Mann.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a chapter. We'll keep that for a chapter. And maybe there'll be a question mark at the end. Sue Clinch is my familiar. And then the chapter will be... Yes.
Will fade Perfect. Into darkness.
Well, the chapter will fade into darkness.
Yes.
As you read it.
Yes.
Can they do that with books? Because I know that you can...
They
you
must
can,
be able
that
to
be
now.
You can download,
technology.
Were you saying? You can download books straight into your eyes.
Yes.
Really? So you can make a page fade as you're looking at... Fuck, that's incredible. Technology's moving too fast.
Too fast.
I really do think. It's like a bullet train, which is also going too fast. And that's technology.
Dangerous.
Who? I mean, they can kill you like that.
Yeah. Should we?
You know, instantly.
Should we
stop? No.
Start.
Begin. Have we begun? I always like to start an acting class like that. I wait till
just
everyone comes.
Mid anecdote, picking up on something that someone else is saying, eavesdropping.
Margaret,
and then
thank you so much for finishing my sentence and for getting it wrong. What I was going to say was, I wait until everyone's got into the acting class, you know, from the smallest to the lowest. I wait till they're all there, and then I wait, I sit, and I don't say a word. I don't move a muscle. I just sit. I mean, I'm smoking, obviously. But other than that, and normally eating, you know, and probably listening to something. But
you
other
than
that...
You could get those chocolate cigarettes and do both.
You could, yes, but then where's my nicotine? Well, if I stuff... So you get a chocolate cigarette and you stuff nicotine into it and then just
oh, nice.
And set it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
A melted nicotine treat.
I had some chocolates at one of Heston Blumenthal's restaurants and the flavours were leather. And tobacco. So there you go.
And the verdict is?
Awful.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Bellum.
I remember watching a programme. We must explain what's going on. Also, I must go back to that other story. I listened to some of the old podcasts, and they are literally riddled with stories that do not end.
They fade out.
But they're all just stories. Maybe that's
sense.
The autobiography, stories that do not end until you get to the end of the book. In a sense, until you die. But then the stories do live on in trauma. I'm reading a book about that.
That trauma?
Trauma, yes. It's called... God, what's it called? Is it Your Fault, Mate? Something like that? No. It's not
it's
Your Fault,
pally.
Is it?
It's very pally.
Well, it's a very pally book. I mean, we're all suffering from various mental ailments, yeah. Surely. I mean, look at us. We're actors. Tom Neenan is here.
Hello.
You know that if you've clicked on it, so I don't even need to say that, Margaret. Yes. You see what I mean? I'm Anna Mann, actress, singer, blah, blah, blah. What? Okay. What?
The podcast titles, can it fit all three of our names on?
Your name isn't going on there, darling. Bless you.
Well, maybe I should introduce myself then.
Well, first off, stop talking at the same time as me. That is rule 101. Secondly, what was the question?
See, it's not fair.
Oh, you wanted to be like with Anna Mann and Margaret Caban?
No, I'm just saying, how will they know that all three of us are on here?
Right, well, because you're a fixture now, or at least today. Okay. Well, that's the idea. As I said, the second someone gives you a bad review, you're gone. I mean, we've made this really clear. And listeners, please do let me know.
Yeah.
So really? You've had some already?
Yeah, not for this.
No, I was going to say, no one's listened.
No, I had some abuse.
Yes. We're just screaming into a void.
Chatting politely. Hugh Dennis, then. You're the Hugh Dennis of this podcast. As in, on What the Week, he just never left, and they made it that only one of them has a permanent team captain.
Fuck, that's political.
Yeah.
I love that. Who did you vote for?
I voted in the election.
Yes.
Hugh Dennis.
Yes. Brilliant. Brilliant. So, shall we finish what we were talking about? I mean, we're 6 minutes in. I should point out, I'm incredibly late today. I've made a vow to never be late again, and I failed instantly by being 3 hours late, which is more late than usual. It was a rough old ride, and also, I won't lie, my lovely dear friend, Johnny, who was meant to be on the show...
Right.
Today. You don't mind me saying this, do you, Tom?
I think people will guess that I am fifth on the list.
No, you were definitely... I'd be honest, I hadn't thought about you for years. So when Margaret suggested you, I jumped at the chance. Yeah.
Not on a list. So added to a list.
Johnny. I'm on a list.
Very exciting.
I'm on a list now.
You're on a list. Well, you're sort of being knocked off by being on it, being on the show.
Immediately to the top and then immediately...
Essentially, you never got on the list.
Right.
Very much this podcast.
Anyway, basically, the point is, darling, is that Johnny Donoghue... Hugh? He was going to make it. And, well, when I say that, in the sense that I'm late for absolutely everything, the second I asked him to be on it, I thought, you're not going to come. You know those people, don't you? There's also people, Margaret, if I can say this, you're one of those people where I think, if I send this text message, she almost definitely won't reply for days.
But when I do...
Do you want to explain yourself? When you do, it's incredible. Oh. It's like an essay.
Yeah.
Because you have to back up a lot of texts. That's too high, darling. I did say that. So, welcome to Talking to Actors with me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, coffee and tea drinker, and the occasional peppermint, but I'm not, you know. What do you think about peppermint? You always get it, don't you? No, darling, I've probably had enough coffee. A peppermint, please. And you sip it, and you sip it, and you sip it, and then you get a coffee.
Hot toothpaste, yeah.
Ugh, why?
It's good for
and
the
some
digestion.
Of it's more... Is it?
So I've heard.
Oh, my guts are fucked. I need that. I really need that. Covering the length of society, the good old-fashioned scones... Scones or scones?
Scones.
Scones?
Always.
Or scones?
I'm saying scones, Anna.
Scones. The good old-fashioned scones, hoping for a little dram and cream to help their stale existence. The buttery croissants, divine in form, if a little thin in substance. You know who I mean by that. And, of course, the good old-fashioned fruitcakes, riddled with booze and currants. Bless you, darlings. Nobody really wants you, and you will never be finished. I'm Anna Mann, star of wonderful promenade piece, Fear the Painted Lady, where the audience would walk up and down an old warehouse in Hoxton, absolutely freezing their nuts off and really balking at the awful, awful price of the ticket, never knowing at what point I would jump out and cover you in paint by rubbing my semi-naked self against you. It was really, honestly, guys, it was achingly clever and barely attended. All about gender or something. Now, in this show... If you're wondering, we talk to actors, big and small, new and old, shouty and mumbly, about their lives, their career, and that all-important process. This is, of course, Series 4, new series. We have Patreon. Please have a look at that if you want. The details are at the bottom. We've got 4 so far. Actually,
how can the details be at the bottom?
At the bottom of this sentence. At the bottom of this.
I'm just checking under the
underneath,
table now.
You know, at the bottom.
Oh, there it is.
The bottom of your screen or your phone.
I've accidentally donated. I've just found it. You
donated?
Oh, well, that's how
it works. Well done, Tom.
Thank you. £4.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Was that before you knew you were on?
No, I saw it at the bottom.
Yeah.
And then I donated.
You don't have to pay to get on, darling. Although it helps.
I thought it was paid.
If you want to come back.
Yeah.
It's helped me be on the list.
£100.
I mean, if I ever see my friends, I ask them just for a pound or two.
Just for a pound or two?
Yes.
Hello, darling,
like
you're my
me,
friend.
If
have
they
you
like
got a pound?
Me, yeah.
Do you mean in normal life?
Yes.
For Patreon
yes.
or just...
No. Just in normal life.
Do you say it first
rounds.
Or do you have a bit of, you know...
Well,
what
I like to give them a bit of value first to show that, you know, I'm not taking the piss.
Mm.
But then after a few sentences, just say... You like me, don't you?
So it's a sort
Will
of,
you give me a
Is it a sort of pay what you want?
Yes, oh yeah.
Pay what you want situation.
But I do have,
do you have
one of those card readers.
Clever people like Stuart Goldsmith do a thing where they apparently drop in like the word £5, which is actually three words.
Well, what he says, the first time I ever heard him do a
Someone told
speech.
Me about this, and this isn't true, and Stuart may well be listening to this, and I don't care because we're the best
said,
friends.
He said...
And I love...
We love any money you've got, just fold it up and put it in the...
Fuck.
See,
nice.
Clever. See?
That's clever.
And it immediately puts you in mind of folding metal.
What? Yes. Folding your credit card and shoving it in.
So only incredibly strong people. He doesn't want the money of weak people. That makes perfect
strong
sense.
Say it again. What does he say again?
Whatever you've got to give, just fold it up and put it in the bucket.
Fuck, that's good.
Mm.
That's good, but I've got an even better one. Say it one more time.
Whatever. I'm getting
£1,000. That's the way to
give
do it.
Give me £1,000.
Give me £1,000.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that because people don't. I've tried. So with me, of course, you've heard her already, waffling on, my dear friend Margaret Caban-Smith.
Hello,
you're back.
I'll be taking notes.
You jumped at the chance, didn't you?
Oh, I've got nothing else to do.
Exactly. Well, no. Come on, shut up.
No,
you're constantly going for auditions. Have you had one today?
Not today.
No, this
although
week?
I was booked for an audiobook.
Oh, wow.
Asked if I could do a Romanian accent. Yes, I said like that, and then checked what a Romanian accent
oh,
was.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, I thought you were saying yes
easy.
In a Romanian accent. There.
Yes, that's more like it, isn't it?
Yes.
Is
that right? Or that's Polish?
I don't think so.
To be honest, it covers everywhere.
Vampiric.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so Dracula, they're not just making it up.
No,
they're really,
no, that's
they're
a real
doing
place.
Their research.
And in fact, my friend Gus Brown, do you know Gus? You should get
yes,
him on.
Yes, I do.
But he said that he did some filming in Transylvania and that there was a guy who was looking after them who was from Transylvania. And he said that he thought he could speak English a lot better than he could, this guy. So he was constantly coming up and saying things like, now is the time for your uncle to invite you to a sandwich. Which I'm obsessed with as a phrase. And that meant
to invite you to
lunch
a sandwich.
Is ready.
And was the uncle involved or was that just completely wrong?
No uncle, that was just an English word that he'd sort of found
the uncle.
And liked.
The uncle.
Yes.
The uncle, your uncle.
Yes. Well, I mean, you call someone an uncle if you, you know, here's Uncle Dave. He's not really your uncle, but, you know, we sort of trust him.
Yeah, he'll bring you a sandwich.
He's probably all right.
Invitate you.
So it's, yes. Oh, lovely, lovely.
Is that not
well
a, I thought that was
Brown.
A theatre phrase. It'd be like, when it's lunchtime, it'd be like, uncle's calling or something.
Oh!
Be a,
well, can we start that
yeah.
now? Yeah.
Well, like Mr. Uncle's. Sands is in the is in your pocket.
Exactly.
Uncle,
or whatever
please,
it is.
Lunch is coming.
Yeah.
Uncle's here.
Uncle's here.
And
that means go and get a sandwich
quickly. Uncle's here, don't tell auntie.
Oh, nice.
Uncle's here, don't tell auntie. So anyway, we've got lovely Margaret Caban-Smith, who is an actress, been in everything, and an actor. You do both now, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Been
you have
in
to.
So many range. Things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember any right now,
no,
but I'm sure they were great.
So
literally, honestly, blink and you miss it. But brilliant.
Blink and you miss it. I was very good in that.
Yeah, oh yes. Blink about. So we're joined by Tom Neenan.
Hello, lovely to be here.
Hello, lovely to be here. It's lovely to have you, Tom. Tom is someone I've known for a very long time.
Very long time.
You appeared in an Edinburgh Festival show, The
yes.
Hotel. I think that's where we met, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, indeed. That was an experimental sort of installation theatre piece.
Yes. We talked about Promenade, about Fear the Painted Lady.
Yep.
What, is it Fear, comma, the Painted Lady, or is
fear,
it Fear the Painted Lady?
Fear colon.
Fear colon, well, I do.
We all fear the colon. God, why are you even there? All you bring is disease.
Misery.
Pain, like so much else. Oh, God.
So what was the hotel?
The hotel was...
Was it cold?
No, okay. Because there was a lot of bodies. It was full to the brim. It was an installation piece. Someone had bought a building in Edinburgh.
Bought it?
rented it?
Rented, darling. Rented. Rented, yes. It was a fringe piece. Yeah. Although, do you remember lovely Holly Byrne?
Oh, did a show
she's
in
still
her.
Alive. In fact, Tom, she was on the list above
oh, really?
You, I'm afraid.
Oh, wow.
No, but Holly did a show in her flat that she was renting mm-hmm. where you could just go around. But her flatmates would be in sometimes.
Oh, my God.
And
I
would just be sort of
that.
Like, oh, Holly.
Oh, no.
What a one. She's an absolute legend, that girl. Oh, she yes, will be she on really possibly is. Next time. And you were there with Nish.
With Nish.
Nish Kumar.
Yes.
You were in a double act together.
We were in a double act.
The gentleman who will...
Yes, the gentleman who will.
The gentleman who will with our
was that
first
was
show.
Called? That wasn't what it was called. Was it called?
No.
Sure. We were the gentleman of leisure.
Yes.
But the gentleman who will.
If only you'd called it that.
Yes. Then, and then know, it would have all been
things
better.
Would have been a little bit different yes. right now. Let's just say that. The MASH report would be very different indeed.
What's that?
I don't know. I won't lie to you. I've never watched
it. Have you not
it.
Seen it?
I've never watched it. I should
clips,
and I must.
Anna.
What?
You'll have seen clips.
Oh, I avoid clips like the plague. You know what? I've avoided social media.
Avoid clips.
Oh, God.
You mustn't have
no,
clips.
If a clip comes at you, you leg it. That's what we said. At,
you know, 6 minutes above, is that what you're, that's what you're keeping to?
I will only watch something that's 3 hours.
Right.
So, Nish Kumar and Hugh. And was there a third?
There was Jeremy
Shaft.
There's
always a third.
Jeremy Shaft. We
Jeremy
were
Shaft?
Shaft.
Shaft.
How's that spelled?
Shaft. S-C-H-A-R-F.
Shaft.
He must spell
German
that
for...
Scarf.
Scarf.
Jeremy Scarf.
Jeremy Shaft.
Yes. And
that
we played...
Did he play
that
piano?
That sounds like a made-up name.
He sounds
Jeremy
like
someone
who's
panicking. Shaft. Jeremy
Shaft.
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 What?
Jeremy Shaft.
Oh, you're saying it beautifully. Well,
you could put a comma there as well. Jeremy Shaft. Get out of it. We've had enough. And that's what happened.
Who
yes.
is the
still,
Jeremy?
Is he still in the world
ladies.
Of act, of industry?
He
Shaft.
The industry of art.
Yes.
He's in La La Land now. He lives and writes in La La Land.
What a bastard.
Yes.
So if anything, he's won.
He won.
I mean, I don't think just moving there means you win.
Oh, does it not? I mean, I've been trying. So. I've genuinely been trying for years. I've got every year I go, this is the year. Mm. This is the year we're going to give it a go. And then, you know, tax
what
return
yeah.
comes in. Having it to do with my accountant. Mm. Haven't used one. Well, I have used one, but now I'm properly using a real one.
A real one. What have you used before?
Well, taxdoctor.com.
Right.
For £120. Mm. It was actually lovely. And I'm starting to think better. This man said somewhere between 400 and 600.
Oh, that
that's
quite a lot.
What? That's quite a lot
I
more than
so.
Usual. How much do you pay?
I think it's more like a couple of hundred.
Oh.
I'm paying 700 this year. And that is a...
Is it because it's complicated, though?
It's not that... Have I mean, I'm making it sound like...
What are they doing? Are they just... They're just taking the piss, aren't they? But also, he's... I think he's one of those that really does it properly. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, yes, I'm not sure you can... what?
Yes, well, no, my dad did my tax for a while.
Yes.
And he would say things like, you can't put your travel on there.
What?
Really?
Yeah, he'd be like, because you're not using it all.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I think this guy might be one of these proper accountants.
What's yeah. the cheekiest
And,
claim?
Margaret, of course, you've worked for the Inland Revenue, haven't you, in a sense? What?
Why?
You
oh,
did the
oh
advert.
I did an advert with
Steve
Maura
Evans.
Stewart. Yes, Steve Evans
and
Maura
Stewart.
Stewart. The gang.
But you
the
weren't being Maura. For a second, then, I thought
no,
you were playing Maura Stewart.
No,
that would
I
be wrong.
That. She flirted with me. It was amazing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Was
yeah,
she nice?
She was so nice.
Oh, lovely.
Very hard on herself.
Really?
Oh. Yeah,
what,
yeah.
What, didn't think she was doing a good job?
She kept sort of cursing because she'd said the lines wrong.
She was in the wrong place. Oh, she was in the loo. And you're like, no, you're in the cupboard. Read the script.
But that's interesting, isn't it? Because really,
she
you
said,
know,
darling, those cheekbones.
Fuck.
That's what she said to me.
Which is right, yeah. Mad, what did yeah. she say to Steve Evans? Nothing. Wouldn't even look him in the eye. Which
I don't
is...
think she saw him. He's quite short.
He is very little. And no,
well,
that is the best way.
The cupboard. He mainly stood...
And the idea was you were hiding from your tax. No, Maura Stewart was hiding in your cupboard.
Yes. Mm.
She came out and she said, have you done your tax? That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, she
it?
Was in the cupboard. She didn't even come out. She just said, do your tax, mate. Come
but
on.
Why was she in your cupboard?
And in your mind, was she real? As the character, were you thinking...
Oh,
was it like
I,
Ophelia?
yeah, I think I was having a madness.
Mm. God.
Yeah. My.
Then you jump in the lake.
My friend Zoe Gardner...
I feel like that. When
said,
I speak to my accountant.
Just jump in the lake.
Said that this is the sort of thing that when you're old, you're not going to know whether it was real or not. And
oh,
she's
God,
right.
That's really quite a thing, isn't it?
I saw Maura. Yes, yeah. I do think that about older actors.
Yeah.
I saw Moira Stewart in a
You do think
reception.
That about what?
Art Older actors.
Older actors,
if you've acted
yes.
for a long time, you must think,
did I do...
You?
Well, I'm did like I? That. I, you know,
did
sometimes I think, was that a play or was that a marriage? It was
That's
one of the two.
Title.
You know,
is it just how
That's
long it
chapter
lasted?
Four. Was that a play or was it a marriage? It's either a long play or a short marriage. Either way, it ended very badly and I fell asleep for a lot of it.
Anyway, yes, I saw... I'll just quickly tell this story.
Yes, make
I saw
it really
Moira
quick
Stewart about 2 years. No, maybe a year, say, after we'd filmed this.
By chance?
No, she was in reception at the BBC.
Oh, God.
And I thought,
she's fallen on hard times, hasn't she?
she had a scarf on and, And I went and I thought, am I going to say something? And I thought, yeah, I've got to say something. Oh, so God. I went up and I said, excuse me, didn't you once live in my cupboard? And she did remember me, but for a second she was terrified. She was probably...
Ready
because
to
I reckon,
ready to just hit you.
Yeah, leap at me, because I reckon she gets a lot of weirdos
who
are in love with her.
They're weirdly attracted to that, to sort of...
Authority,
is that it? It's authority, isn't it?
All middle-aged men and older...
I hate authority, I strive against it. Middle-aged men? How weird.
They get misty-eyed about her.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, we haven't got long. Please listen to the all-new Angela Sandberry podcast.
It's a funny one.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. There's so much muck in it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
So you were in the Gentlemen of Leisure.
Yes.
You did 12 shows?
We did, in different shows or
Gentlemen of Leisure
shows? We did 3 shows.
Right, okay.
We did Promenades, back this is the
did
theme
you?
Of the episode.
Did Fuck.
You?
Yes.
Like Fear the Painted Lady.
Exactly.
In a warehouse, in a sewer, a tunnel, a barn?
The British Museum.
Oh.
In the really? British Museum. We did a tour of the British Museum.
Impromptu? Or planned?
Were you allowed to be
We were
there?
Allowed to. That was wow. it was acceptable.
Yes.
And
that's always what you want to hear about your work.
You asked them, can we do a show in your museum, Britain?
Yes. And yes, and they welcomed us with open arms and we did tours and that was our third show.
And is that a thing where the Queen has to approve it in the end? Like it goes through various
She has now people who sort of rubber stamp that thing.
Very,
it's a very swift process now.
Mum, the Gentlemen of Leisure want to do another show.
After last year's
reviews? Fuck, all right, if they want to.
She does, and so
it's
she
up
has.
To them.
She has
Just
folders.
Make sure I get a cut.
Yeah. The Idiot Savants want to do a sketch show in one of your palaces, and she, you know, she'll have to look into it or something.
That's, but They're always the, scaling the exactly. tower, aren't they? Those Idiot Savants. Are they still a thing?
Oh. Isn't that awful? They were the first, not awful, but like they the first sketch group that came into my head, and I don't think they've done a show in a few years.
And now. They were the first sketch group ever,
They were.
They were.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I don't know, I've got that completely wrong.
Hang on.
Or just wrong. So,
yes.
Gentlemen of Leisure,
yes.
3 shows.
3 shows. All received. They were all received.
People saw them.
They
People,
all happened.
Right.
Yep, no denying that.
You finished them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Generally positive
and
response.
They were acceptable?
They were acceptable. The Queen sent down her royal assent and went, yes. Double, we got a tick and we moved on. Don't ask for any more than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you come together, the three of you?
Durham University. We went to Durham University. We're members of the sketch group, the Durham Review. Who I think you can imagine the output was questionable.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
I imagine. And what did you do in that? Was it, there was more of you?
There
wasn't
was.
Just three
Ed
of
Gamble.
You. Three of you. Ed
the
Gamble was in it.
Ed Gamble was there as well.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Love Ed Gamble.
He's brilliant.
He, not his comedy, but I love him.
His face.
When I was in Edinburgh last, not that mad on his face, just his general demeanour.
Okay.
No, I do love his face, I won't lie. And some of his comedy. You know what? I probably have never seen his comedy. Having known him for over a decade.
Yes.
That's not okay. No, I have seen it. I have seen it because I've been on a gig he compared.
I'm sure he would want that to be.
And I went to see his show. No, I have seen him. I have seen him. I'm not one of those.
It was memorable, wasn't it?
I'm not one of those.
Wasn't it memorable?
Oh, God, it was incredible from start to finish. I'm not one of those people that wants other people to do well. Is that?
Oh, no. Yeah,
that's very natural.
Total sense.
So, no, but Ed, wonderful. He came to see my show. A couple of years ago, which I think he always comes to see my show. He's a good one.
He's a good one.
And
this is another
brilliant
thing.
Brilliant on Taskmaster.
As well as being on time, I won't watch that. As well as being on time, I'm going to actively watch other people's work. You know,
how are you?
I'm not going to pretend to like it, but I will watch it.
Will you have something to grind?
Or I'll get someone to watch it.
Sort of,
or Margaret will watch
it.
Oh, like just sit to, there and...
Yeah, yeah, just to get out the tension of seeing someone else.
No, you know, genuinely, what it is I sit... there's very, very... You know, there's not many shows I don't enjoy.
Same.
But
I
when you
like,
don't, especially
like
in Edinburgh, fuck, it's rough, isn't it? When you're on the front row and someone's having a bad time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Christ.
It's almost worse than having a bad gig.
I remember
yourself.
A sketch act.
No control.
I won't say who it was. And they did a thing. They're older than us.
Right.
You know, so it's all right. They did a thing where they I won't even say what, you know, particular, well, the particulars was, but no, I'm not saying because they're bad, because I know what it's like. You have these ideas.
Yes.
I've been there.
Yeah.
This will be great.
There.
A bowl for my bottom, you know. I mean, we've had bowls for our bottoms. Imagine both. It's going to be a hit. How could it not be? A bowl for my bottom. And then, you know, nothing. So they did a thing where, let's just say, the most, shall we say, obnoxious of the group.
There has to be one.
Oh, yeah.
This was early in the run, I believe. But they decided to put in a bit where he, and it was a he, was dressed. Yes, so they were wearing, I think, a wedding dress. That could be wrong.
Mm.
But something that looked... you've spent money on that and it hasn't worked. You know, that's what the whole audience is thinking. And then they sang a song. A real song. I'm not going to say what song it was. It's not a particularly interesting song. It's a very average song. But they thought the build-up to this song was so good that we're just going to sing the whole song. So then they just sang a whole song. And it would work so badly that he closed his eyes for the whole thing. Because it was the worst moment of my life.
Did the build-up to the song
It really was.
Get
and
any
I wasn't
reaction?
In it. I wasn't in the show, but I was on front row.
Was there any reaction to the build-up of the song?
Well, I can't remember what the build-up was. I can't remember the details. I just remember the moment because I dream of it every night. I mean, you've been there, Margaret.
I think I was there.
We might have been in... Do you know what show I'm talking about? Do you? Fuck. Because I don't. She knows... Have you seen... You see, Margaret, you're different to me. I think you've seen every show.
No, it's been
you've
a while.
You support
I used
the shows.
To see all,
you support
all the
shows.
No, I was thinking today I haven't seen nearly
there's
enough.
Some of those comics who go
to everything.
Who go
They're
to everything
lonely.
And also go.
Come on.
But also go. I like to pay for everything because I feel like I need to support people. I think you rich bastard. No, well done. Have you ever got to that point on stage, Tom, where you've
closed my eyes?
You're you regret your choices.
There have been
as
shows
as an actor, a writer, and a man, so much you have to close your eyes and just hope it. When you open them, everything's changed.
I was going to say I've spent shows with my eyes shut. I've spent runs with my eyes
really?
Shut. Yes.
Fuck. So what was the worst show?
Well,
do you think or the worst?
I'd never done Edinburgh with a show. Well, no, there was one Edinburgh. There was one Durham Review show that I think we could have worked harder on.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all agree that now, in hindsight. But our first...
Oh, you're not still talking about it now.
Yeah, we're in our WhatsApp
40
group.
Years ago.
So you should work on it now.
Yeah,
that's
we're still working on ideas.
No,
revisit
darling.
And do the actual work
No, darling,
time.
I'm on the MASH report.
Yeah.
we've moved on.
But our first Gentleman of Leisure show, which was a good show. It was a good show, a really good show.
Mm.
But we received, within our first 4 days at the Fringe, a 5-star review in The Scotsman.
Oh, God.
And...
The kiss of death.
Yes. And so began
You've
the
got to
worst
back that up.
Fringe run we've ever had.
Really?
Yes.
Because is that because
packed out?
Yeah,
packed
because
out.
It was packed out with people who were just never going to get you.
it was Kate Copstick. You know, that's I'm not
mad as a hatter
against her at all. But yes, and so we started, and we just thought, oh, this is going to be a long, a long month. And of course, we were at the £5 Fringe, which was lovely, and quite a small venue. So we couldn't even console ourselves with the financial gain that we'd be getting from packing out every day, because it was quite minimal.
So what? But people just didn't get it. They weren't your audience.
I suppose when you see five stars...
But you
stars,
do. I mean, you're very much what you... So you wouldn't call it a five-star show.
But it depends what you describe as... I'd be very interested to ask you, Anna, about this, because it depends what you see five stars as saying. If five stars is, for what this is the best it could be. Or if five stars is...
This is the best of anything I've ever...
Five stars, really, what it's saying...
Go on, Anna. Writing this down.
When you're seeing five stars on a review, what it means is... I was having a fucking great day. I'm possibly a bit up and down mentally, as am I, you know. I'm not criticising anyone for that.
Yes.
This was an up day.
Yeah.
I saw a show. It's the best fucking thing there's ever been. And similarly, a one-star show is the opposite of that, unless it's, you know, truly. But then you'll see, what I always love is when people put, this review I got, they put, couldn't be better. Three stars. I love that.
Oh, I once got a review that had no criticism in it at all and got two stars.
Wow.
Like, it was lovely. You could quote pretty much the whole thing in its entirety. It
just
was so lovely.
It was that good.
But
two stars.
And that must have been an error.
Painful. I don't know. No, I think weirdly it was a weird editing thing and they'd edited out the bad things, which obviously in a way I'm grateful for. But I was, just absolutely
What's worse,
baffled by it.
Three stars or two stars?
Three stars.
It's not.
No, it's not.
I've had two, probably more than both of you. And
I'm going to say five stars because I can't learn. I can't grow from that. I can't take anything from that.
Oh,
yes, I know I'm brilliant.
Do you know
Give
what
me something
show,
that I can use.
That, do you know what that show was?
Yeah.
Petersham Nurseries Cafe. Do you know this story?
I do not know this story.
Petersham Nurseries Cafe has a...
Is this a long story,
No,
Margaret?
It's really short.
I know
short,
that's very rude,
really
but
short,
we are running
really
out
short.
Of time.
Petersham Nurseries
And we haven't talked about
Cafe
Tom at all.
has a Michelin star. Michelin star. And is a cafe in a garden centre.
Wow. Right?
And they basically said it ruined their life. For similar reasons, like they were just constantly packed out with grumpy people who'd gone out of their way to go to this pretty garden centre.
Oh,
because their expectations are too high.
Victim of your own success. Yeah. We'll never have that.
Yeah. One star is if you're in the area, visit this place. Two stars is if you're nearby. Is that how it works? Two stars if you're nearby, drive to this place.
Right.
And three stars is make
I'm
your
not
holiday.
Sure about this system.
I think this is what it is.
One star is if you're nearby, go to
for
this
Michelin,
place.
For Michelin. For Michelin stars.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So Michelin
I
desperate.
See,
if
I
you're
see.
Desperate, if you really have to. Go to this, and then three stars
I
is...
I thought you were talking about Edinburgh shows.
No.
That's like, no, Tom, you really misunderstood
the So I'd be doing well, right? I'd be doing well in Edinburgh.
Tom, let's talk about you for a minute.
Please.
Because I feel like we've been... And we're going to get you back.
Okay.
Because, you know, you were a last-minute replacement.
Yeah.
Next time I ask you. Johnny, I'll also text you.
So much.
And just come, because he won't
be
there.
Talking to actors, trying to understand their process. We're talking to actors. Actors, yeah, they rule the world.
So, Tom,
yes,
you did The Gentleman of Leisure.
We did.
That stopped, as everything does.
Yes.
It did stop.
It's, I suppose, as a duo, we're an ongoing concern.
Yeah, you still write together.
We still write together,
together
quite a lot.
Play together.
Yes.
And did... I mean, it's all play, isn't it? That's why they call it play.
Yeah.
Plays. I mean, they call plays play.
Right.
Play.
Because you're playing.
Because you're playing. Yes. The second you start taking it seriously, get off the fucking stage.
Have you done that?
I've screamed that.
I'd love
that guy who closed his eyes to sing the song. Well, I physically got him off stage. I said, this has to stop. This has to stop.
That's a horrible heckle, isn't
it?
This has to stop.
God.
Is it Morgan?
This has to stop.
Morgan Freeman was so into being... Hamlet, that he saw the ghost of his own father on the stage, screamed and ran out the theatre.
Have you made that?
I'd love to. That's the story I heard. That's when acting becomes
that's
so intense.
Amazing.
It's unhelpful.
Yes.
You know you're a good actor when you're...
I'd like to say
when
that's
you're running
the only,
away from the theatre.
I'd like to say that's the only time Morgan's really acted.
I think so.
You know? I don't believe a word that comes out of that man. Gentleman of Leisure stops.
Yes.
Is that all right? Yes, and you're still friends and all that stuff. Was it just like, should we Can we do another show? No.
I think that though certainly I was fortunate enough to do the BBC Writers' Bursary, and Nish went off and did his debut critically stand-up. Acclaimed yes. debut stand-up show.
Yes. I didn't see it.
Not me, you see. You say
no.
I see everything.
No, I think I did see it, actually. I think I saw it after the event. After the fact.
After, sort of thing. After the whole thing was...
In Soho. And it was, yeah. No, it was great.
The theatre.
It was, oh, hey, come on. He's not only one of the best comedians, he's also a very good friend.
Yeah.
So, Tom, what's happening now? What are you doing at the minute?
What am I doing at the minute? I'm currently writing my Radio 4 show.
Wow.
The Hauntening, which is scary.
Yes. It's a, the Hauntening.
The Hauntening.
Yes,
what is the proportion of...
Is that new series? Have you already had one, haven't you?
I've already had two.
Fuck.
Well, they say series. Radio 4. Sort of...
Was it like half an episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I said the title and then they were like, well done. Now we'll
recommit. Away.
Yeah.
We'll think about it. Mm-hmm. What's the proportion of scary things to funny things?
Good question. I would say 60-40, and I'm not going to say which is...
That's very good, because that will encourage fans of one or the other
exactly.
to the get Hauntening. Involved and hope it's
lovely.
The,
well,
in their
Tom, just a little bit about... You do act as well as...
I do act. I do a lot of castings.
You actually act in things, TV and so on.
Yes.
I don't do any research.
I'd see how much acting I've done.
Yes.
I go into the room and they don't even have to ask. I say my name, my agents. I do my profiles, profiles without my glasses on, and show my hands. And I do that without even being asked. That's
really?
That's how much acting I've done. Yeah.
Wow. That is good.
And you show the fronts and the backs of your hands?
Fronts and backs of the
That's
hands.
That's good, but it also means you're mainly going for adverts.
Yeah, it really does. But what do you think the hands are going to be? I wonder if any if they've
ever... Well, just in case you've got a claw. Or a sort of chicken's foot or something.
Because they can't
Which
have
does
very,
happen.
They can't have high standards, because I've been in some ads and my hands
my
are
hands.
On
Sue Clintrack.
So horrible. Oh,
her
like,
hands
yeah,
are like
big hairy. Yeah. Horrendous.
They're like actual full pigs.
I did a show once where there was supposed to be a joke about me putting my hand on top of another woman's hand and her flinching and me having to take it away, if you see what I mean. And they said, we'll do a close-up of the hands. And I went, oh. And then they did the whole big setup, did the close-up of the hand. Everything else we'd done maybe four takes off. They just went, yeah, we'll leave that.
I wonder if anyone's ever shown their hands and then they've just gone, oh, no, leave.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're all
this
right.
isn't going to happen.
Or just go...
Yeah. I often walk into the room with my hands ahead of me. Quickly, I don't have much time because I'm normally, obviously, an hour late. So I'll just cut. Yes or no? Yes or no? Go. That's most of my castings are like that. I just walk in with my hands in front of my face and I go, yes or no? No? Right. Okay. Off to the next one. Tom.
Yes.
Let's just talk briefly about your process.
Okay.
Because I promise...
Yes.
I promise on the show we'll talk about the process. I don't think I've done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've done 20 episodes.
Yeah.
What is your process?
Right.
You have one.
So I'll get sent the sides. Mm-hmm. This is for auditioning.
Sides are... They're sort of like... How do you explain it?
Pages of script.
Yes, that's it.
But the specific sides with the print on them.
Yes.
Ooh. Not the blank side.
Oh,
that's
where I've been going
wrong. Standing there and saying nothing.
Do you, in all seriousness, what do you do?
I read them. Often, they will be, the script won't have been written yet, and so it will be a scene from a film that already exists.
That does happen, doesn't it? Which is weird.
Yes.
Oh, this is making me feel ill.
So I will watch a YouTube clip of that scene, and I'll copy what that actor does. Because that's clearly what they want.
Brilliant.
A lot of acting is that. We've talked about this, haven't we? A lot of acting is just watching a better actor and going, right, they probably do that. All right, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So
that's my preparation.
Character-wise, do you think about the character, the backstory? You're not one of those, are you?
I'm
guessing. Maybe you are.
I am going to be playing administrative people and nerds. And that's sort of me anyway. Mm. I'm not often
Bring it
stretched.
To you.
Yes.
Is there a burning desire somewhere in Tom Neenan to shatter that
admin nerd?
That admin nerd mold that has congealed over you over the last, 30? Last 30 years. Shatter it and come out and play like, I don't know, a axe murderer or something.
100%. Nothing would make me happier than to play an axe murderer or...
A hero.
Some kind of hero.
Or a villain or anything else.
The
admin nerds can be all of those things.
They can.
All right, they're mainly villains.
My dream is to get one of those parts where they say, we now give you a personal trainer and we cook you every meal.
Fuck yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
like, what's his name? The guy from The Big Sick?
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yes.
Bloody
he's
hell.
Ripped now.
Does it what, look good,
that?
Though?
Mm. No, I mean, it I hate bizarre, it on the man, but it's sort of impressive. It is a kind
yeah.
of
oh God, yes.
crazy...
And I think he acknowledged, didn't he, that, you know, I'm yeah, well aware no, no one else could do
exactly.
this.
Exactly, no, and I love that money. He said that, because it's... yeah, I hate those things where they ask women particularly about, oh, how do you keep your figure? And they're like, I'm just running after the kids. That's what it is. And it's like, no, mate, I've seen people who run after kids. They don't look like that. Yes, you're living off raisins and the steam from something and you're working out 8 hours
a day. The steam of an egg, yes. I think they do as well. They work out for 8 hours.
Yeah, of course.
How insane.
You have to. But that, if that's your... Have you read... I was going to call him Monkey Mark, but that's a friend of mine. Marky Mark.
Mark Wahlberg. No. His regime.
His regime.
His regime is insane.
Yeah.
Isn't there a lot There's dedicated to religious out. Time in his regime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Much more than family
but that, means, that means steroids.
Yeah.
That's code.
I don't believe he said religious time. Religious time slash
right,
steroids.
We're going to have to leave it there because of southern... Fucking rail. All right, Tom Neenan, thank you so much. Anything? Oh, so The Hauntening is coming out.
It will be probably October these coming out.
A new show, Edinburgh Festival or anything?
Probably not this year. Maybe next year. Okay. I'll be tempted back to the to North.
If you remember this next year, then maybe.
I'll link
maybe
Tom
to
Neenan
podcast.
Is Not All Men. It's also his excellent podcast.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Very good. Thank you, Margaret.
Yes.
Thank you, Tom. Goodbye, my darlings. I'm eating a sandwich, so I'm just going to say goodbye. It's been rushed, but actually I had a lot of fun. I'm sorry we didn't get more into you.
I think we've covered all of it.
I mean, yeah, that's probably the
much,
gist, isn't
there
it?
There isn't much there.
No.
All right,
on.
Well...
It's only little.
Speak to you next week, my darlings. I'll speak, you listen. All right, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talking to Actors with Anna Mann. Starring Colin Holt, edited by Dan Snellgrove, part of the Great Big Owl family. Please subscribe, review and share. You can find Colin on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. And the same goes for Anna Mann. Just look her up, you'll find it. I'm Sue Clinch. Ta-ra.
Great Big Owl. .com